Calling Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
Do you know the telltale signs of the frosty pod rot disease that affects cocoa? Stay with us to find out on today's program and later, our Jamaican Saying of the Day segment. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You are listening to Calling Farmers.
The Child Development Agency, CDA, and the Office of the Children's Registry, OCR, have now become the Child Protection and Family Services Agency, CPFSA. One agency, one mandate. Protecting children, empowering families, securing Jamaica's future. For more information on the CPFSA, please visit our website at childprotection.gov.jm, email info at childprotection.gov.jm, or call 948-284-122. Play your part. Report all cases of child abuse, neglect, or abandonment. Call 1-888-PROTECT.
The frosty pod rot disease is caused by a fungus. The disease affects cocoa pods at all stages, as well as the seeds that the pod produces.
To actually grow and infect a cocoa pod, they need high humidity and temperatures to be low.
Inter-American Institute for Cooperation on Agriculture ECA representative to Jamaica, Dr. Elizabeth Johnson. Young pods that are about 1 month old show light yellow swellings or bumps that may become distorted. Older pods, which are about 2 months old, show small or large dark brown spots with irregular borders referred to as necrosis.
For pods which are 3 months and older, you will see the dense mycelium of the fungus, which gives it a frosty appearance. And of course, that is why the disease gets its name.
Senior Research Director, Plant Protection, Bodus Research Station, Sheldon Elliott. During the advanced stage of the disease, most of the external necrotic surface becomes covered by a thick whitish fungal growth.
Also, in the advanced stage, the fruits can become mummified, meaning they appear dry. There's also premature ripening. So fruits which are not normally mature will start to show yellowing once they have the infection.
The disease cycle is 90 days.
It's very important that we understand the disease cycle. This is more or less how the disease spread, the initial infection. Then we see the symptoms. Then after 90 days, we will see the mycelial growth on the fruit. The critical point of the cycle is the point at which the spores comes on the fruit, which is really the point at which the disease becomes contagious. And this is approximately 90 days after initial infection.
At this stage, millions of spores are on the fruit. The spores, the seeds of the fungus, are spread by wind, rain, water, animals, insects, or physical disturbances of the cocoa pod. Seed trade and other human activities can cause the disease to spread over long distances.
Once they are enclosed in their shell, they are protected, so they can be carried on sacks and you can carry them to another clean, uninfected cocoa field. It can be carried in your hair, on your clothes, anything you take to the field.
If you see any symptoms resembling the frosty pod rot disease on your cocoa, call 977-7160 or send a WhatsApp message to 435-5852 immediately. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Crosses! Translation, crosses. Do you know what this means? Today's Jamaican saying refers to a problematic situation or person. Be sure to listen to Calling Farmers for more Jamaican sayings and proverbs. We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.